Will Peterson is with me on the phone. Thank you so much, Will, for being with us this morning here on KTWH.
Yeah, not a problem. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Let's just start with a little bit of your background. You're, I believe, born and bred Two Harbors, graduated from Two Harbors High School. What year was that?
It's 2016, so yeah, about 8 years ago now.
Okay. And you've been a busy guy. but first, let's talk about, so I just have this memory back when, I don't know if you were just out of high school or you were broadcasting a Two Harbors High School football game, I believe it was, and it was a pretty amazing game. Do you want to share your memories of that?
Yeah, so I'm trying to think what year that might have been, like 20.
Yeah, I'm not even
18
sure.
18 or 19, probably.
Somewhere right
fall
in there.
18, fall
Pre-COVID,
19.
Definitely.
Yeah. Just good football game, section final. You know, me and Leo were on doing that together. And yeah, it's just a pretty cool game, I think. We had on the stream probably almost 250, 300 people listening and came down right to the wire. So that was probably one of the most fun games.
I believe that there was like almost 100-yard run in the last few seconds.
Yeah, it was a 100-yard six, actually. So Two Harbors was up two, and I mean, the other team was on like the 9-yard line trying to score with like 2 seconds left.
Yeah, great moments like that
just
stick with us. So how did you get interested in sports media in general, Will?
No, I mean, I've always liked sports, and people who know me know I like to talk and talk sports, so it was just a good good combo. I mean, that's what I wanted to do when I grew up, and just got the opportunity to do it when the radio station came into town, and got to do that for a good 2, 3, 4 years. I don't remember exactly how long, but...
And did that help you...
Did
that help you as a stepping stone to more of the same?
Yeah, I mean, I started doing it in college for fun and for work and whatnot, so just kind of kept me involved.
Yeah,
different things around the different communities I've been in.
What did you do in college?
Just, some football, volleyball, basketball, soccer, whatever they needed.
Fun, and where was that?
The commentary stuff, yeah. At Scholastica.
Okay. Yeah, and then trace your path. You know, we often, I'd like to interview alum of Two Harbors High School to find out sort of what they did, where they went. And if you want to give us just a brief, what's been your path from then until now?
Yeah, so after Two Harbors, I went to Scholastica and wanted to play baseball. So I went there to do that. Then actually I just started managing there and helping out the coaching staff. Some of the things I was good at and some of the new technology stuff that was starting to come out at the time. I did that for a couple of years, and then I came back to coach at Two Harbors 2019 for 1 year. And then I started coaching college summer ball in Duluth with the Huskies. And after that season, then I went back to Scholastica, started help coaching my senior year with the new head coach they got. And I was there for 2-3 years coaching after college, along with coaching that summer ball team for another 3 years. That was until about last fall, did that, coaching between Scholastica and the Huskies. So I was doing that for a while and staying busy. I mean, because that was summer ball and then coach fall through the spring. So really didn't have a season where we weren't coaching.
Yeah. You make it sound kind of easy, but how do you get involved in coaching these college and above level teams? And is it just sort of word of mouth and your abilities and skills get around, or was your degree related to this, or what was the path?
I mean, the degree helped a little, but I don't know. It was mostly just one good opportunity. Scholastica has always been a good baseball school, so getting there and just being there at the right time. And, there's a lot of good people there who wanted to help. So I just, in a way, expressed what I wanted to do and what I wanted to learn. And, people gave me the opportunities they could at the time. And it just kind of kept evolving and staying with it. And same thing with Duluth, just kind of seeing what was available, and there was a lot of good people there that helped me and get, you know, same thing, gave me opportunities to grow. So just making the most of what you had in front of you.
Yeah. And now coaching baseball, there are, I'm sure, you know, many dozens of coaches on this team. What are your specific job? Like, how much does it break down? Just to those of us who are just curious about what sports teams coaching is really like at the professional level.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, it's really all the same, right? It's just being part of a team and being there for the guys, because at the end of the day, ultimately, that's the goal, is helping the guys develop and move on to the next level. So it's just kind of doing whatever is needed to make sure the guys are taken care of.
And do you, so you're obviously with them for practice. Do you also hang out and do you socialize together, or is that too sort of a wall between coaching and players?
Yeah, I mean, you're around them a lot, so you get to know the guys, but, you know, you're with them when they're working, and then when, you know, kind of on your own, you try to build that relationship with the coaching staff on your free time. And yeah, I mean, you're around everybody. It's a small clubhouse, so you know, you really get to know everybody when you're working out and playing games. And but yeah, you try to make sure you have that good professional relationship.
Yeah, you must be, age-wise, you're probably a peer with many of the players. Are you one of the younger coaches?
Yeah, probably. You know, but that's kind of, I've had that pretty much throughout my coaching career so far. So I've, you know, learned how to deal with it. But, you know, the level I was at last year, a lot of the guys were probably similar or older age than me. And this year will be a little different, starting to have some younger guys. So
yeah. And so having both played and coached, when like a game ends, there's a great victory or a disappointing defeat, how much do you feel that as a team member, and how much as a coach do you sort of have a distance from that?
No, you definitely feel it. I mean, you're there to try to win every game, and obviously in seasons as long as baseball, unfortunately you're not gonna, but that's, you know, like I just said, seasons are so long, you can't dwell on just one win or loss. You just kind of got to learn from each one and move on, because I mean, you play 150 some every year. It's not like football or some of these other sports where you play once a week and it just sits and dwells on you. If you sit and look at it too long, you know, it's all of a sudden you're going to look up and you lost three in a row. So
right.
Just got to learn and move on and get ready for tomorrow, because I mean, literally it's a game every day. So
right, which brings me to my next question, is it's a pretty transient lifestyle. You must spend a lot of time on the road. What's that like?
I enjoy it. You know, I've always been someone who's liked to stay busy. So traveling and seeing different places and living in, you know, hotel rooms and stuff, I enjoy it. You know, you get to see a different place almost every week and just find different things to do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's definitely busy, but you know, it's a lot of fun.
And how long is your off season? How long are you, is that, I assume you're not there the whole year.
No, it just, you know, it depends. It can change year to year, but you know, you coach for 7-8 months and then you get the rest of the time. You know, there are other things throughout the off season you do, so you don't have it completely off, but you spend time trying to learn other things and develop. So,
yeah.
But yeah, you usually get like 3 or 4 months to hang out, relax, and find things to keep your development going.
Yeah, I was going to ask, do you have aspirations to sort of move up the coaching hierarchy, or are you pretty much happy where you are?
Yeah, no, I mean, there's just so much out there, you know, and I'm still fairly young, so just kind of trying to take these next couple of years and keep learning where I'm at and just see what happens. You know, not that you don't have the aspirations, but, you know, don't want to look too far ahead yet.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like you're staying in the moment and just pretty much enjoying what your life is right now. Do you have any great inspirational stories or good moments that you can remember, whether it was one that was public or even just a private moment with your team?
Yeah, I mean, you know, last year is at a unique, you know, level, being in AAA. You know, that for people that don't know, AAA is the level right below the major leagues.
Yeah.
there's a lot of movement with players, and it was cool seeing, you know, the few of the players we had get that call to go up the first time. I think that was something special that I got to witness last year. You know,
yeah.
If you go to a lower level, you just see players kind of move up and down throughout smaller moves, but you know, seeing guys get that ultimate dream was pretty cool to see that for the first time.
Yeah.
Seeing guys get that first call.
Yeah. Yeah. Was that something that just happened in the locker room, or like what? I just can't even picture what it was
depends.
Like.
Yeah. It just, every situation is different, because, you know, it could happen at 1 a.m. It could happen at 2 p.m. So everyone's a little different, but again, same thing with baseball. It's one of the most unique sports, and it always keeps you on your toes no matter what.
Right. And now currently, during a game, where are you placed? Are you in the batting, you know, are you helping the batter? Where are you?
During the games, I coach first base. So on the field, just in the coach's box next to first, and, you know, help the guys out once they get on base.
Are you allowed to share anything you want with them, or is there a limit to what you're, I mean, are you allowed to share? Yeah, this is really fun to just hear the inside story here. Well, like, what do you talk about?
Yeah, well, you know, now that baseball's changed a little bit and they have the pitch clocks, you don't really have too much time. So it's just getting, you know, a lot of the guys were adding stuff now. So it's like trying to get all that off real quick and, you know, make sure they just know the situation. So there's really not too much time to sit and discuss. So it's just getting them focused and letting them, you know, kind of just prepping them for next few pitches and whatnot.
Yeah, so basically it's like if this happens, then that, and if that happens, then that. And are you coaching them to steal or not steal a base, for instance?
No, not necessarily. It's just, you know, basically reminding them what the situation is and just giving them the best knowledge to make the right decision. Because you can't, you know, especially as you get older, you can't just coach them. You know, like when you're coaching 6-year-olds, you're like, all right, you got to do this. They
yeah.
don't got to know, but you just give them the parameters to make a good decision and trust that they're going to do that.
I'm speaking with Will Peterson. He's a former Two Harbors High School graduate, baseball player, and now baseball coach. Will, do you have any advice for young players or people that might say, I want to be like him? Like, what would you suggest doing after high school?
The biggest thing is for me is find opportunities, you know, and they're unfortunately not going to make themselves all the time. So you just got to stick your neck out and talk to people. I mean, I know it's something I was always kind of good at, but, you know, if I wanted something or wanted to do something, I kind of made sure people knew, and I asked all the time if what I could do to get involved, and maybe a little too much sometimes, but for the most part, yeah, if I wanted to do something, I called someone up and said, how do I get involved? How do I do this? Because this is what I want to do. So you just can't be afraid to get in contact with people and kind of just make sure they say yes.
Yeah. Great. Well, I think that's a good note to end on, Will. Thank you so much for being with us here at the station once again. Maybe we'll get you back someday. You never know. You take care.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
All right. Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
Yep. That was Will Peterson of Two Harbors.